Pocahontas County, Virginia? Highland County, West Virginia? The most intriguing and humorous information to come out of the February 4th Pocahontas County Commission meeting was not on the agenda, but was the result of a side discussion between Commissioner Walt Helmick and Commission President David McLaughlin.
Walt, tell them why we shouldn't be named Pocahontas.
I'll leave that up to you.
The guy that did the remapping, when we seceded from Virginia, mislabeled the county. We should have been Highland County, and Highland County should be Pocahontas County.
It was the map. The map changed. And it was not worthy of spending a lot of time on it. It was already documented that Pocahontas County wouldn't be where Highland is today. And Highland fits us because we are the highest elevated county in the state. So very proud of it. Everybody in this room and everybody in the county that we have such a wonderful asset. Highland County would have fit. But we're satisfied with the Indian girl's name.
It should be noted that some historians contend that Pocahontas County was almost named Allegheny County rather than Highland County. But back to the agenda. In uncontested moves, the commissioners replaced Kathy Hanna as the personal representative for the Louise Johnson estate with Vicki Vrabel, and replaced Francis Burns as the representative for the Leo Ames estate with Stephanie Ames. Carol Bush from the U.S. Census Bureau briefed the commissioners on the 2020 census process. She said that they are still hiring census workers, and letters will be mailed out to households in mid-March, with personal visits to those not responding to the letters taking place during May, June, and July. Sue Helton informed the commissioners that the clerk's office has received a $10,000 grant award from West Virginia Culture and History for records preservation. Additionally, the commissioners approved a lease extension for office space in the former shoe factory building by the West Virginia Division of Forestry. Appointed Terry Workman Helmick as a Pocahontas County Fiduciary Commissioner. Conducted a Board of Review and Equalization hearing, however, there were no reviews scheduled or heard. Commission Counsel Bob Martin reported that the Silver Creek Association has withdrawn its court motion to reverse the assessor's decision to reassess 247 units located in the commercial zone, but also stated its intent to request exoneration on those assessments from the commission this fall. Martin also reported the opioid settlement litigation is moving forward but very slowly, with a meeting scheduled for the lawyers for all West Virginia litigants February 25th and 26th. He said it could be months or years before the county receives any settlement money. Prior to adjourning, the commissioners acted on the following organization's contribution requests. The Family Resource Network requested and received $4,000 for its student food backpack program. The Northern Pocahontas County Community Assistance requested and received $5,000 to build a 12-by-20-foot storage shed at the Senior Center. Art in Green Bank requested and received $5,000 to promote art in the schools. The County Historic Landmarks Commission requested and received $5,000 to place into reserve for anticipated maintenance emergencies. The Humane Society of Pocahontas County requested and received $5,000 to use as a grant match for its spay and neuter program. And the Retired Senior Volunteer Program requested $5,000, but did not qualify to receive this as it does not have nonprofit 501c3 status. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.